Blog Talk Radio.
My studio. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to another check in the Fighters World Cup. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omega 7 live coming to you straight from my studio. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you, and to you teachers, I'd like to welcome you as well to the Writer's Workshop entitled To Be Young, Gifted, and Black, and You're a Writer. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be featuring some of the highlights from my newest short stories, audio on tapes. Yes, it's from the pad of the lily pad, meaning that the lily families have basically created these stories through our childhood, and we'll be featuring those today. And we'll also be focusing in on Stillwater Run Deep. It will be running deep for a while as we talk about understanding the rituals. How can a people know their religion if they don't know their culture? So it's very important that you learn what your culture is, because out of your culture comes your religion. And ladies and gentlemen, just a brief overview from yesterday. Yesterday's segment was a blast from the past. Yes, telling tales out of school, the old school segment of audio tapes. I know we're on to DVDs and all kinds of new electronics, but I'm still on the audio tapes, and because they're still selling books on tape, I can do this. Now, this particular segment entitled From the Lily Pad, it's a segment that covers topics and short stories, and one of the ones we did yesterday was the Christmas story, and we also did another one, which, let me see what that one was. I think we did the one, the Christmas story yesterday, and there may have been another one we also did, but I want to alert you, these are true stories, and because we are trying to create collective material for our family and for our beloved mother, Matt Harve, who has been featured on this show. We're creating this collection from time to time. It helps her to remember all of the great things we went through while she was raising 18 children. That's right, 11 girls and 7 boys. When she listens to it, it alerts her to the things that she imparted with us. And I hope that you will gather something from it. This is a family show, a family and consumer show. So that is why it is appropriate to have audio tapes on the family life, because we have a segment that we focus on family life. People are learning so much about biblical and scriptures, but they have no knowledge on how to lead the family, and the family is going to pot. That's why we had took it upon ourselves to create the Family Life Center, and the Family Life Center will be bringing forth short stories and literary plays, because we are talking about learning to read, and reading requires that you also learn to write. And that's why we've incorporated these short stories and orators and playwrights. Hopefully this is going to go into a complete playwright. And we'll be playing another segment for you this evening. However, the band's got to go take a break. Would you believe it? Why don't you stand by and take station identification as the band go takes a break? Hold up. We're going to give you some soft sleeping music, but don't go to sleep. We'll be right back at you in the atmosphere. Why don't you lock that dial in first? 646-478-0270. Our chat room, yes, it will be open. So for those of you who have been in the chat room, we want to ask you to come on in this house and post your statements. And also you can come into the room and you can speak to us personally. We had a lot of people in the chat room yesterday, but I want to encourage you to come on into the room. We like participation, and we're not going to frighten you away by asking you to read or asking you to write. Just come in and relax. Have a sit down. We're friendly people. You can even relax on my couch and take a nap. That's enough sleeping for you guys. I may put you to sleep and you won't be available to go over to the talking cure room. Why don't you rise and stand to your feet as we go over and make acknowledgement. During this time, we're paying homage to our ancestors and to our higher self, which is Oludumare Akamare. I hope you remember the name, right? And we also talked about Oromola, the name in the place of Jesus, our eldest brother, who actually sat at the right-hand side of God. Come on, let's go over to the talking cure room. You can make your petitions known now. We're going to pour libations to Akamare, acknowledging our higher self, because he is the Godhead of this universe. And we pour libations in honor of his name, and we say libations. I'm going to pour libations to my mother spirit, Yamanja, and say Ashe. I pour libations to my father's spirit, Obatala Ashe. Still water runs deep, and we know water knows no enemy, it is neutral. I pour libations to all four cardinal directions, and I say libations to the east. Libations to the west. And you can say Ashe if you don't mind. Libations to the north, and I say Ashe. And libations to the south. We call on those ancestors that are our personal ancestors, and you can call on Mud Deer, Aunt Peaches. I call on Clara Mae Jenkins, Robert Jenkins, Mary Lou Hawkins, Tommy Pete Harvey, Tom Jr. Harvey, and we call on Michelle Harvey. We call on Michael Harvey. We call on Essie Pete. We call on the name of Sam Lilly, George Lilly. We call on Aunt Isa, and we call on Aunt Bessie. And we call these ancestors into place and asking them if they will please allow us to tap into their energy, to their primordial forces of melanin. May they allow us to be able to stand on their shoulders to see into the futures until we can recreate our own future. May they assist us and open every door. My prayer for your household today is that your ORI will be open and that you will be matriculating from your lower extremities to your spiritual crown, which is where your chakra has the most effect on your third eye. May your third eye be open, and may your household be blessed down to the thousandth generation, and may you have abundance, and may you have what you say, not because what you say, but because it's been promised to you. You can ask God to watch over his word to perfect it, and he'll perform that which he has promised you. But to those of us who know God in the spirit and love God, down to the thousandth generation, we will be blessed. But if you turn your back on God, down to the thousandth generation, you could be cursed. So he gives our blessings and cursing. Which will you choose today? One hand we say curses, the other hand we say blessings. Curses and blessings. Which will you choose today? The ultimate choice is up to you, ladies and gentlemen. You have to make the right choice today. But we bless your household coming and going. We bless your children that are not even born yet, that are coming down through the loins. And we call forth those children that have been named and claimed by ORI and been named by Oromola to do a special thing in your family. We call them forth that they may find their purpose and that they may fulfill the purpose that God called them to. May your households be blessed. We thank you, ladies and gentlemen, that you went with us on that talking cure. If you have any needs, you can make your petition known. The veil is torn. You can go before the Creator boldly. And remember that there are not three gods, but the manifestation of the three Godhead who represent various different things in this world. We are not a polytheistic people. We are monotheistic. Now, we've been talking about Yoruba and the teachings of Yoruba. And as I told you earlier, Yoruba will mend our broken heart. Yoruba is one of the oldest religions. It predates Christianity and Christ. So we don't have to wait for the second coming of Christ. We can go back to our old traditional African religion. I'm a born-again African spiritualist, if you didn't know that. That means that at one time, I didn't know my black self, and I was out of fellowship with God because I was not worshiping within my culture. I was worshiping outside of my culture, and so are you, some of you, because we don't know our culture. We are light years behind in our spiritual growth because some of us are stagnant into false religions. That's right. When you worship a God that doesn't look like you, that is idolatry worshiping, and it becomes false. But yet still, you look at your own African religion, and you frown upon it because you think Bush people created it. Contraire, my friend, this African religion is being worshipped by all races of people, even Caucasians, believe it or not. And you will find some of the most great people in the profession of professorship who have been introducing this religion back to their own communities. Why don't you grasp it? And why don't you go look up Yoruba and understand how it could fit into your family and develop this culture in your household? Not only just doing the libation, there's much more to learn about the culture, the foods, the dietary laws. That's right. The church must teach the dietary laws. That's why so many of us are perishing from diseases such as stroke and high blood pressure, because they are not teaching dietary laws. Most of your other Mideastern religions always associate themselves with dietary laws, because if you are going to live spiritually, you must also consume the spiritual foods. And there are some foods that we will caution not to even touch. Now, I won't be going into any depths on the foods today, but what I want to tell you is we talked about Oduduwa yesterday, and we told you a little bit about how he was an oracle reader and diviner. You, too, can learn to divine and read your own oracles. Every fourth day, the priest is required to read his or her oracles in order to know which path to take in life. You need a destiny reading. You need to know what you've been called here to do, what your purpose is. Now, in the Yoruba faith, the various different things that we do is, number one, there's a morning prayer and an evening prayer. Prayer is inhabited. And as you can remember, I would recite the Yoruba prayers at one time when I had more time. But because I'm talking and rushing and have limited time, it's a little difficult to concentrate in order to read those prayers from the authentic Yoruba language. However, I do want you to understand that there are seven orishas. There are seven orishas: Yamanja, Obatala, Shango, Alegba, Ishun. And you must understand, Igungun means the term of ancestral. And there is nothing wrong with the term ancestralship, because ancestors are what you eventually will become. You must get it in your grasp, in your spirit, and understand that the sum total of why you came is why your ancestors came here. They have not went any place, ladies and gentlemen. They are still lurking in the atmosphere, and it's okay to recognize them and pay homage to them. It is up to the living to stay in touch with the dead. In the Yoruba faith, they believe very strongly in the child, that the child, just like the Native American, is at the center of everything, and that the family is so important, and that just because you only have a female and a child, that is still a nucleus family. You must remember that nations have been changed because of the foundations that women have laid. The woman that rocks the cradle will rule the world and the nation. And right now, our hands are on the cradle. Like it or not, we're some of the oldest people in the world, and we birthed civilization. And men must begin to recognize that. We are not a sexual idol piece, but we are a mean, green, productive machine, appropriating, bringing life into being. What I want you to understand, you have believed so heavily in Iwapelu, good character and good conduct. We are very, very conscientious about conduct and character. So it's not about learning all of the oracle reading and divining for people and being special in the community because you have a gift to read oracles. It's about living righteous and living pious and being conscious about your prayer life with your higher self. When I mention your higher self, I'm talking about the God that shares a body with you, that collaborates with you, called Ori. If you are to have good success, you are to thank your Ori, because your Ori is the one that made it possible. Your Ori is the one, the only one, that can go all the way with you. And remember I told you there was Olorom, Ilede, and I also told you that there was Oromala. These are the manifestation of Akamare. You have to begin to start studying, ladies and gentlemen. My voice won't always be with you, and I won't always have the time to go into detail, but you ought to go pick up a book. Why don't you read a book today on African religion, on Ifa's culture and their tribes, so you have a better understanding, and even get your DNA done to find out which tribe you belong into, the Warlocks, the Nigerians. Find out which one you came from, and then trace your roots back to those tribes and take a trip back to Africa and visit your homeland. I plan to. Now, Yoruba is one of the oldest traditions, and it is a way of life. It is not the religion. Ifa is the religion. Say it with me. Ifa will mend your broken heart. Ifa will mend your broken heart. Ifa is the same person as Jesus. Ifa was at the right hand of God when he molded you and created you. Remember I told you the creation story, and I asked the question, which comes first, the egg or the chicken? Now we know in the African faith we believe that the chicken came first, because the chicken was able to come down and stamp out the earth and make it solid. And that is a creation story that you can tell your children and get materials on this creation story and pass it down. Even pass down the story I gave you on Oduduwa and pass that down to your lineage. This is your culture, African American. And don't sit there and cringe because you hear me talking about things that you're not knowledgeable about. It is a shame that we don't make it our business to find out about our heritage not being a culture. When people give you a heritage, they're giving you a bit of information. But when you study the culture, you will learn the land, geographical land. You will learn the customs, the tradition, and the rites of passage and the rituals. You must incorporate all these things into your daily life because out of that will come your religion. Otherwise, all these other religions and Westerners' religion you're seeking is a false religion. It is not what your ancestors grew up on. It is not. Do you not know there's a holiday coming called Thanksgiving? There's no Thanksgiving for the African American. There was a massacre of the Native Americans by the Pilgrims. The Pilgrims killed more Christians, trying to force them to become Christians, and they took from the Native Americans and killed them. But yet we worship every November, giving thanks for a group of massacres who massacred large percentage of Native Americans. Now, why don't you replace that spiritual holiday with something else called Umoja, giving thanks to your ancestors and your community. Don't hurl out the Thanksgiving and sit down at the table with the Pilgrims because they didn't welcome the Native Americans. You need to know your history, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I know your children are coming home. Yes, I know they'll be sitting around the table and you will be telling the stories and you will be educating them about the Pilgrims. Stop telling that lie and tell them the truth. Truth is showing up on the scene nowadays, ladies and gentlemen, and truth will prevail. And we're truth finders in here. We search out the truth, no matter which denomination we find it in. And I'm telling you the same thing, because when we start perpetuating lies, we become idolatry worshipers. We must understand that our culture and our heritage, we must perpetuate, and we must learn what it is. Families are the ones that are under attack today. We must preserve the African family by keeping the cultures present in the family so that the families can go on through the traditions of our fathers. Now, how are we going to tell our children that the Pilgrims murdered the Native Americans? You tell them that the best way you can, and you explain to them that you're not canceling out the meal, you're changing the purpose, and you'll sit down to giving your first fruit back to God, and you'll pay homage through your moja. A lot of churches today, Christians, hear me out. They have stopped utilizing Thanksgiving because of Christopher Columbus and because of the Pilgrims, and they're replacing it with Umoja. You ought to consider that. Now, we're educating our people. We're not keeping them in the dark and continuing to perpetuate lies. We are opening their blind eyes so that they can see and their deaf ears so that they can hear. So I thank you for listening to this segment of the show. And as I indicated earlier, this is a writer's workshop. So come on in this house, teachers, and have a seat, because we've been talking about writing your own short stories. Why don't you lock that phone dial in at 646-478-0270. I welcome your questions today. So if you would like to talk to Omi, I'm available and ready to talk to you. I'm going to give you a few more minutes, little G, to call in, because it is your time to talk about those short stories that I gave you homework to write. I told you to go and write about something that happened in your hood, your neighborhood, that was peculiar that you wanted to talk about. If it's a poem, call in and talk about it. Now, this is a classroom, so I'm going to go on as usual with the process. Now, I like to go back and give you some samples and some stories from the lily pad. These stories are featured around the graduates, the three graduates that graduated during the class of 72. That was a very important class, and they decided to skip school. This one's called Skipping School. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, and enjoy.
And the graduates, Deborah, Sherry, and Jimmy. It's excitement everywhere. Boy, you can feel the energy in the air. All three of these kids finally graduate. Grew up in one house together. 18 of them, they tell me it was. Three of them graduated the same year. 1972. Full of energy. I understand Jimmy Harvey got a scholarship to go to college, and one of the girls get a chance to go with him. Did you know that? Melba, one of the girls get a chance to go off with him to college. Let's go back and reflect upon what happened during that time. 1972, graduation night. Woo, Deborah, I'm so happy we finally made it. Woo, Jimmy, we graduate today. Oh, we graduate today. Wear my cap and gown, I got it going on, you got it going on. Deborah, you gonna go to Western Michigan, and I'm gonna go. You know, we both apply. And at this time, they gotta determine if they're gonna take me or you. Because Jimmy, you know, by them being a basketball star and everything, they're gonna take him. But Deborah, you don't know that. You don't know that for sure, Deborah. You just don't know that. Because when they look at our grades and see that I got all the A's, you know, they'll probably take me instead of you. Sherry, when did you get some A's? You were about a C student. Just because you were dean of student, whatever they offer, don't give you no brain head. Because if they take Jimmy, they try to take me too. You probably going off to Purdue or somewhere. Well, Purdue is just fine with me there, but I don't care. Because as long as I get an education, that's all that matters, okay? Deborah, I told you it don't matter. They're breaking up the Three Musketeers anyway. But we have to promise each other we will come down to college and see each other. Whatever, you got my word. I'll be down to West Commission as fast as you can say, where she at? I'll be down there. Deborah, don't listen to that. Sherry, tell you. Deborah, tell them lies again. You know you ain't coming down to West Michigan. But I'll be down there playing my ball, you know, doing my thing, wearing a 32 jersey. I want to see my family up in the bleachers, you know, yelling for me and that. Yeah. That's going to be great. What are we going to do? We're going to have a party. We're going to go out tonight. Come on. Come on, Sherry. Go call Lewis. Lewis may want to ride with us. And go get Larry. Deborah, come on. We're going to all get here. We're going to go to the beach. We're going to the beach. But wait a minute. Hold it. Told Maddie we're coming home. Hey, how are we going to skip school and go to the beach? We got to go back to lunch. We're going to the beach, okay? This is graduation week. Mama understands. We running things right now. And Sherry, you better not go to tell my mama nothing, okay? We're going to the beach. We're not going to lunch. We're getting in the car, and we're going to the beach, and we're going to hang out there for the rest of the evening. And if somebody got to get that butt whooped, let's be on me. Remember you?
Ladies and gentlemen, they're going to the beach. This was a segment when we graduated during the class of 1972. Jimmy, Deborah, and Sherry.
Somebody got to get that butt whooped, let it be on me. Remember you said it. Remember you said you're going to be first one. And when she asked me, I'm going to tell her, Jimmy said he would take care of things, and we just went with Jimmy, okay? All right, so let's go. For one, two for one, three for all. Let's go. Let's go. Hey, Larry! What's up, Lewis? What's up, my man? Hey, how y'all doing? You know, y'all finally graduated, y'all grown, everything now. Ooh, Sherry, you going off to college? Did you decide if you're going to Purdue or Western Michigan? Well, Lewis, I don't know yet. You know, they haven't really given me my acceptance letter yet. I'm not sure exactly, you know. We're still friends. Well, you know, I was thinking about I want to be something more than just friends, you know. But anyway, let's go out to the beach. We're going to cool out and have a good time. And, we're going to have a good time today. And we're doing a bop, you know. Everybody going to have it going up. Deborah, can you get over here, Deborah, please? I know you think you're something because you're going to college, but that don't mean nothing to me. I didn't get a chance to go to college. I'll be back here working. But you know what? I mean, if it takes you too long to get that degree you call yourself getting, I'm coming to get you, okay? Larry, you don't have to be coming down to Western Michigan. How much you going to get somebody? Look, just let me get my education, okay? I'm about education. I'm about my business, okay? Handling my business. Let me handle my business, all right? What's wrong, Deborah? Larry, cool out, man. Cool out. Back up. Man, let me talk to you for a minute. You know, my mom won't let me go to school, get the education. You know, I know she got the girls patrol and already set up to get married and everything. And don't worry, my mom won't hook y'all up so y'all won't do that patrol thing and get married. Just kind of roll with it right now. Okay, brother, you understand?
Slide over, Louis. Get over, Louis.
what a day, what a day. And when y'all go in there and mom asked what's going on, until I had practice and tell her that, you know, we had those two things, and y'all stayed around for the booster club. And I don't know what I said, okay, tell her. You know what, Jenny, you always get the story all screwed up. And then we have to pack the thing up. I got to get this time. I got to get, okay? I'm handling things. Jenny, are you sure you're handling something today? Because I don't want to end up getting my butt whooped. Because, see, I'm tired of picking whoopers for you, all right? I said I got to share that. Come on in there.
Hey, Ma.
Hey.
Woo, I get emails.
Jenny, where y'all been?
What you mean where we been, Ma? I had practice today.
Jimmy, look at me. Well, don't lie to me. You ain't had no practice today. I understand all y'all graduating seniors went out to the beach. Mom, you know what? I cannot tell a lie. I did take a little trip out to the beach. But it wasn't none of Devin and Sherry's fault. It was all my fault. Wait a minute, Jimmy. You just put a gun to Devin, Sherry, and them here and said, come on, we going to the beach. And they just had to go. Well, there's something like that, Mom. But I told them I'd take the blame for it. So if you got a problem, you know, take it out on me. I'm going to tell them, Jimmy. I run the household here. You ain't grown yet, and you ain't graduated yet. And as long as you live up under my roof and sit up under my table eating my food, you do like I tell you. Ma, look, hold it back up. It don't take all that. It ain't like that, Miss Harvey. You know, it wasn't even like that, Miss Harvey, because, you know, we was having fun. Lewis. Well, look, Miss Harvey, just let me talk, okay? We had a good time. Girls enjoyed themselves. And, you know, we just hung out a little bit. It's the last week of school. What one day is skipping going to do? What you mean, Lewis? I ain't brought these girls up to skip school. They ain't supposed to be missing out school with Miss Harvey. They grown now. What more can you do for them? You can't do nothing for them. Well, I guess you got a point there, Lewis. I guess you got a point. I'm going to let these girls off the hook by being graduation and all. I'm going to let them off the hook. I'm going to let them go free. But you know what? When they goes off to college, they better be on their P's and Q's and act like young ladies. Okay? All right. Thanks a lot. See you, Lewis. Take it easy. Come by tomorrow, okay? All right, Miss Aubrey. Take care. Bye, Sherry. Love you. Later, Jim. All right, Lewis. Take it easy, man. Talk with you tomorrow, okay? We're going to hang out tomorrow? Oh, yeah. If I can get my car running, maybe I'll drop by here and check on y'all. Okay. Bye, Lewis. Bye, Sherry. Graduation. Deborah, you know what? I'm all excited. We're going to get those gifts. We're going to go hang out and dancing. Woo-wee! We're going to be bopping to the beat. Bopping to the beat. Woo! But you know what, Deborah? I don't even know if I want to go to college. Lewis wants to marry me. And Maddie keep telling him that it's okay, that I'm available. I'm not available. I got to go to school and do something for myself. I know what you mean, girl. I don't know. You know, I know I got my scholarship in hand and everything looks good, but let her keep on talking about, you know, what I promised him. I ain't promising nobody nothing until I get out of college. He wants to be married now. Girl, don't you let that man talk to you and nothing stupid. Never do. She ain't gonna like a fool with you. I'm going to school with them, and we're going to have fun, okay? That's the end of that. We're just going to have fun. College is great. We're going to have a good time in college. A great time.
And they did have a great time. Stay tuned.
A great time.
What up, girl?
When Jimmy, Sherry, and Larry decide to go out on a boat ride, it's still the week of the graduation. And they decide they're going to skip another day of school. This time, they take off in the middle of the day because they want to get out there nice and early, right before the fish start biting. And Larry provides the boat, and Sunil goes with them. Sherry doesn't take Lewis with her this time, so Sunil's going with him. Hey, Larry, is Sunil going to be going with us on the boat ride? Yes, he is. Y'all got y'all wheels? Yes, man, I got my wheel. What time we leave? We're going to leave about 10 o'clock in the morning, okay? And you gotta have worms, you know. You know how to bait the fish, don't you? Bait the fish. I gotta put a worm on a hook. Girl, how you plan on catching fish? With just your good looks? Jimmy, she thinks she can just look at the fish and they don't jump into the net. Come on, now, Sherry, you gonna have to bait the hook? I don't
don't know about that, Larry. I can't take no fish off, no hug. I don't even know if I should be going. The weather don't look too good today, Larry. It looks like it's going to rain. Maybe we can put this off for another time. Nope, we're going to pick Shamil up at about 10:30, so y'all be ready, okay? We all coming down with colds today. So go in and get your act together, and I'll meet you in the service hall. Okay, Deborah? Jerry? Okay. Listen up, buddies. I ain't going to be able to go. I got to do something with the boys on the basketball team. So y'all have a good time and catch some fish for me, okay? That sounds good, Larry. That sounds good. That's okay. That's fine. Take it easy, man. No problem. All right. Okay, Deborah, 10:30, third call. Sherry, 10:30, third call. When that bell rings, I want to see you down here, okay? No problem. Okay, we'll be there. Ring! Tampa, we got to get downstairs to the service hall. Larry's waiting for us. We got to go pick up the meal up. Okay, I'm going to go into the office and let them know I'm taking off for the rest of the afternoon because I'm sick. I'll be leaving for the day. I have a slight cold, and Deb and I, we're going to have to go home together, so we're taking the bus together and we're leaving. All right, ladies, make sure you have an excuse when you come back tomorrow. You understand me? Don't come into this office without an excuse tomorrow. All right. Okay, Miss Anderson, no problem. We will. There, we got out of here, okay. All right, so come on, let's go. Where's the car park? Over here. Larry, I still say this weather don't look so good. Looks like it's going to rain. You never been on a boat before? Girl, it's a lot of things you ain't never did before, but there's always a first time for everything. Fishing is great. I do it all the time. Hey, Sunil, what up? What up, man? Ready to do this? Going to catch us some pike fishing. Going to catch us some black. What are we going to get? We're going to get some catfish, and we're going to do it up this evening, okay? Come on. Come on here, Deborah. You get in first. You're my lady. Come on, we'll help you get in here. Hey, Sherry, what's going on? Hey, Sunil, how are you? Sunil, I've never gotten in a boat before. I don't know if I want to do this in the world. Girl, I am with you all the way. I'm experienced at this kind of stuff. I know how to bait the fish, so I can show you how to do that. You got your reel with you? I got my reel, but I'm not sure, Sunil. Come on, baby, you can do this. Just put your mind to it. Let's go. We get ready to reel this boat on out. All ain't in the boat for me left behind. Okay, Deborah. This is how you do it, baby. You just reel that baby back like that, and you cast it back, and then you chuck it out there. And just let it sit for a moment. And when you feel something tugging up on it, you just pull it up. And then reel it in real fast. Reel it in real fast. Reel it in real fast. You got that? You got that? I think I got it there. Now look, Harry. You're going to take this worm. Worm. That's right, worm. Just like your name is bird, his name is worm. You take the bird to get the worm. You got it? And you take this worm, you wrap it around the hook, and you reel it up. And then you reel it up, and then you let it go and chuck it on out there in the water and just let it sit there. Wait till you start feeling something. When you feel something, you let old daddy know. You just say, Larry, help me. Help me. Okay? Now, you don't have to do all that, man. I don't think it's all that to catch no fish. I'll be taking care of my own lady over here. Come here, Sherry. Now, when you start feeling something tugging at you, excuse me for a minute, and you kind of reel it on up, we're going to cook these fish anyway. Don't worry, my mama cooked some fish. Oh, Larry's still coming. I'm feeling this fish growing. Come on. Larry, come on and help me reel this in. This is a big one. This is a big one, Larry. I can't hold it. Come on. Help me. Come on, Sunil. Pull it. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it, Sherry. Hold it steady now. Don't let it go. Don't let it go. Bring it in. Bring it in. Bring it in. She got it. Boy, this is a pike. Did you see that, Sunil? Look at that baby. Woo-wee. Is this your first time fishing, Sherry? I don't believe that bird. Look at this pike. Get it in the net. Put it over in the bucket, Sunil. Baby, you caught a big one. I didn't do nothing but just cast it out there. I didn't do nothing. Ooh, it's getting dark, Larry. It's getting dark. Baby, it's sunshine out here. It's sunshine, isn't it, Camille? I got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I got the month of May. I guess you say, what can make me feel this way? walking by.